What's up, guys? Tony Hustle here with another podcast. Today, interesting topic. I was in touch for some time with a guy from India called Araf. I think that's how you pronounce his name. And from time to time, I get guys texting me that are totally desperate and that have some sort of situation that they want to figure out. Obviously, it usually involves a girl, if it doesn't involve money or something like that. But in this case, Araf from India had a crush on a girl for a very long time. And he's a PhD in computer science from IIT, so smart guy, nerdy probably. And he said something along the lines that he has to learn to get good at seduction really quickly because there's this girl named Prisha that you see there, and he has been admiring her for 11 years or something like crazy like that. And now this girl, is getting married, some arranged marriage. I think that's still a thing in India. And he's asking me whether I can help him to, turn him into a world-class seducer in just 27 days. And it was quite serious for him. I think he's a good guy and he wants to get this done. And I asked him for permission. This was a while back already. I asked him for permission to publish this story. Obviously that might or might not give you some hint about a positive or a negative outcome. I can tell you it was very positive, the outcome. But the fact that he gave me the picture and let me publish it, gives you a hint that the outcome is not quite what one would expect. I don't want to, spill the beans. There's no spoiling here, but it's quite interesting. Anyway, long story short, he approached me earlier this year with a almost begging for help to get this girl, the girl, woman of his dreams. So this is me basically trying to get a nerd who has 27 days until the girl that he's desperately in love with is getting married in India, in Mumbai, in an arranged marriage style. And he's asking me for help to get her and to convince her and her family to not get married, okay? So it's interesting, and I'll give you a bit of a scoop. Also, I hate that word. I'll give you a bit of a scoop of what was going on, and so you can see what this story is all about. And maybe, maybe you've had this before. You've seen a girl over and over and over again, and you never did anything about it because you always felt like, I don't know what to say. And the longer it takes before you say something, the harder it becomes. And it's just a terrible situation. I think actually a lot of people have been in this situation, especially if you're younger, and maybe you're in high school and you don't really know how to make your moves. Anyway, this guy took 11 years. That's very long before he made his move. And it wasn't even himself doing it. It was an outside force, the marriage. So, I like a good challenge. Everybody knows that from, the Hustler Elite, the STL challenge and all that kind of stuff where we got laid like 40 STLs in the summer with three, four guys, something like that. Anyway, I gave him my best shot, and basically I'm not going to go into detail, but I'll tell you what I told Araf here. I told him that, the first thing that he needs to really understand is that it is possible to become to become really good at seduction in 27 days. Master level, maybe not, but you can become a lot better than most people that you'd be able to hire or, you'd be able to contract online. But this requires something, and the reason I think this guy has it is because he went to IIT. If you know the entry exam requirements for IIT, they're pretty brutal. Billions of Indians trying to get into that, world-class institution. I think even Bill Gates ranks it higher than MIT or Harvard or something like that. Anyway, he definitely has work ethics. I told him you need ridiculous work ethics to get to a very good level in 27 days. It is, however, definitely possible. And in this write-up that I have done of this particular situation, I explain how this is done in excruciating detail. All I will say, you need an appetite for very hard work, okay? So what I did, and this is just a broad overview because I don't want to make this too long, is I gave him sort of a list of material, a very specific list of material, not only my material, some of my material, of course, but some other material as well that I wanted him to just read, okay? So he had to go over that, and I just wanted him to like really fly through that, okay? And I told him to not read anything else but that list, because we all know, you know, those of you that are longer in the community, that there is a lot of BS flying around, to, you know, to be polite, to be polite, yeah. So he had this list. He went through it, and I wanted him to really take it all in one go, okay? I just wanted him to just have a go and read it and digest it, because this guy knew absolutely zero, right? And so he did that, and after that I told him, take a break for 1 day. 1 or 2 days, not longer, because we only have 27. Remember, 27 days, and his girl gets married. After that, after he had read that material, okay, I gave him a list of things to watch. Again, a very specific list of things to watch, okay? And those were videos that I needed him to really spend some time on and watch in detail. And I pointed out exactly what I wanted him to do. And I wanted him to do the following. I wanted him to write down in handwriting exactly word for word what is being said and what he observes in each of these videos, okay? And then I wanted him to read this to himself twice a day, okay? And that was done not to make Aref do something that a monkey could do. I wanted him to do this so he can transform his inner thought process, okay? And, you know, in the document that I wrote, I explain exactly how that works. But that's the purpose, okay? I wanted him to go from a sort of bad thought process to a very good, strong thought process. And those of you that have been longer in game, again, you know how important mindset is. Inner game always overrides outer game. Then on top of that, I layered on a very specific number of approaches, street game approaches, for him to do. And it's a very specific number because I need him to do enough to get some momentum, because we need some momentum, but also to not get completely absorbed or destroyed or spend all the time on the street, because this is not the most effective way of learning, especially if you only have 27 days to date and convince and basically have sex with a girl that, you know, you've been admiring for 11 years. You need a very special preparation for that kind of stuff. While I asked him to approach, I also asked him to go back and reread all of the material that I pointed out, and also look over all those videos again that I pointed out, and take very specific notes. Everything that stands out, okay? I give him basically a way of consuming the material and writing down the most important points. And I asked him to put those into flashcards. I give him a very specific app that we use to put those into flashcards. And that's what he had to do. I then asked him to actually write down 10 scenarios, okay, specifically 10 different scenarios, imaginary scenarios, of the first step to seducing Prisha, okay? I think that's how you say her name. I'm not really Indian, so I don't know. And then we did a little review, okay, and we looked at where we stand, and now he had these very clear steps on a very good understanding of the basic principles of seduction, but he had a very good first approach of what is going to happen between zero and seeing the girl, and exactly what he's going to do. And these 10 imaginary scenarios, they will burn into his brain, because he would be reviewing those, obviously, okay? But before he did actually go on and, you know, review all of these scenarios that we laid out, I asked him again to take a little break, 1 day, 2 days maximum. Because you need time, okay? You need spaced repetition and you need time to let this stuff marinate. And this needs to sink in into your brain, into your muscle memory, and you cannot force it down. So just going out and doing a maximum number of approaches is not gonna win a medal here. At this point then, he was already preparing for the approach. He was visualizing it. He was also going through all of the scenarios and all the material every day twice, imagining himself, reading his handwritten notes, and imagining something happening that is really positive in the seduction space, something that he can see other people doing and project onto himself. All of this mental preparation is what's gonna get him the girl in the end. I don't wanna go into the specifics because that's really in the write-up, but just let me tell you, he was going through that material over and over again, and now I asked him to collect all the information he has on the girl, her Facebook, her friends, her hobbies. You know, it's a bit stalkerish, but the point is we need to know as much as possible about the girl, because we only have 27 days to get into the headspace and get comfortable with the idea of sitting with the girl of your dreams there and convincing her to let go of an arranged marriage, okay? Again, all of this information, we put it on flashcards because we needed it all there and all present in his head. It all needed to kind of ferment in his head. All of the pickup knowledge, the seduction knowledge, all of the, you know, videos he has watched, all of the flashcards about his approaches, all of that information about the girl, we needed all of that present. And then I asked him to actually go and prepare a very thorough plan and put that plan on flashcards. Basically, I gave him a plan from V1 to V3, from a basically not from approach, but from the date to the close. And I asked him to really use all the knowledge he has acquired, okay, and put that plan into action by writing it down and imagining it. And I didn't want him to only write down one, but multiple plans, okay? And he had to write, okay? He had a lot of time to consume the knowledge. He had some experience on the street. I also told him to go on some dates, and he really liked that because he got to use some of the stuff here in reality. And, you know, also we didn't structure it. He said it's amazing how some of the things worked, and, you know, but now we had actually come up. I had him come up with a plan, exact lines, exact moves, exactly what normal people don't do, okay? Because success is when opportunity meets preparation. And his mind was getting molded, and he was writing, and he was obviously gushing it all out because he had been holding it back, writing it on flashcards, and really, you know, digesting it. But at the time then, he had obviously pushed it all out, okay? Again, we took a little break and so on and so forth. And then finally, you know, I asked him to show me the draft, and I asked him to, you know, keep a very concentrated mind and to focus on 7 specific things and keep iterating on that draft until he was really, really happy with it, okay? So I asked him also to say it out loud and visualize the interaction. And now, as he was dating, you know, other girls, I asked him to actually use this plan that we're happy with and practice it at least 2 to 3 times on girls that he met on the street, because keeping in mind he had been approaching quite a lot and he had a few dates. Obviously they weren't his dream girls, but practice makes perfect. So he was rehearsing the plan. There were a few, you know, little kinks, little things that had to be ironed out, but at the end of the day he had it all together. An extremely good plan, with some contingencies, some plan Bs, but a very good plan in terms of what he is exactly going to do. And he had rehearsed it and practiced it, okay? So basically, this was the setup and the outcome, you know, I'm going to write down in a document. And I'm going to put that document on the new platform that is going to be released pretty soon. It's called The Hustler Vault, okay? It's gonna be on that. On top of it, I will also put out the end of the story, what happened actually with Araf and Prisha, on a podcast that will also be available on that platform, okay? So I think this story is amazing and the outcome is even more surprising, even I was surprised. And it was an amazing experience and also an amazing experiment, because it's astonishing what you can do, how a nerd can seduce his dream girl in 27 days with the right, you know, guidance and also with the right work ethics, and I think most importantly with focusing on the right material and having the right balance between infield mindset and also writing down what actually you're going to do, okay? So I think we all agreed the girl is very attractive, and I think we all agree that Araf is pretty nerdy, and I think we all agree that this is an amazing story. And you know, I hope you can come to the Hustler Vault as soon as it's published and get access to the podcast and also get access to the essay where I'm writing up exactly the recipe, what I did, how basically anybody can seduce his dream girl within 27 days, or how a nerd can seduce his dream girl in 27 days. It doesn't really matter. Everybody can do it if you have the right work ethics and the right mindset and the right guidance. Okay, so I hope this is useful and I talk to you pretty soon.